Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dr. Kellyanne Light-McGrory, United Healthcare's Chief Medical Officer of Iowa, about a recent survey regarding health for seniors. This is part two of a two-part interview.
In terms of other areas, we're 38th in the nation when it comes to the number of falls among our seniors. And again, I keep going back to this one because, you know, any place where we're not as physically active as we can be, especially as we age, it puts us at a much higher likelihood of falling, a lot more issues potentially around some of the other medical conditions that can leave you at risk for falls.
And falls are very serious when it comes to seniors and recovery.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, again, any fall is a challenge, but a fall that leaves somebody potentially with a hip fracture or a serious injury really limits what they'll be able to do next. Trying to get folks who have a significant injury out of the hospital and back to home at any age can be hard, but especially when you have older adults where they may not necessarily always have the support they need or may have other medical problems that then make it more difficult.
And one thing that Iowa saw over the past year was the rate of excessive drinking increase for adults over the age of 65.
And actually, if you look, this has been a common theme. If you look at our report last year, we were still a little bit on the higher side. And again, I kind of keep going back to the fact that the more times we can touch our seniors in terms of health screenings, and look at them for risk of depression, look at them for risk of substance abuse or drinking, is an opportunity for us to educate, opportunity for us to try to get assistance to them so that they can live the healthiest lives they possibly can.
And with those health screenings, being a rural state, is it harder for seniors to get in to see a physician?
I think to a certain extent it depends on where you are in the state, what type of access that you have. You know, for our members who are in Medicaid, we have the ability to assist with things like transportation to get them into their appointments and into their visits. So it really does depend on, you know, what benefits you have and honestly what natural supports you have. You know, for Iowa, we have a relatively low rate of social isolation, but we sure know that families have shrunk over the years. We used to have large extended families that could help support us as we aged, and those families are getting smaller and smaller, with a lot more folks working, which can often make it difficult to get people in there. So I think in our state, we've done a pretty good job of trying to look for any opportunity we can to improve access to healthcare. You know, again, if we can continue to work to recruit more geriatricians to the state who really specialize in the care of the elderly, we will be better off for that as well.
And in closing, is there anything else that you'd like to add? Any other ways that Iowa can go about improving healthcare for our seniors?
You know, when I think about healthcare, it's more than just the absence of the illness. It's overall, how are you doing in your life? How is your physical health, your mental health, social, spiritual health? And so I think as citizens throughout Iowa, I think it's really looking to see what can we do to help our seniors. Some of it may be getting them to their doctor's appointments and helping them with their medications. But I think a bigger piece of it is making sure that they still stay well connected with their communities, engaged and vital. Because I think more than anything else, that will lead us to having a group of older folks that are healthier, happier, and more likely to succeed.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Dr. Kellyanne Light-McGrory, United Healthcare's Chief Medical Officer of Iowa, talking about healthcare for seniors. This is part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.